from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so let's go right out now to Jaden Daniels as he talked to the media at training camp.
And show the grasp of the playbook and, you know, all the work that not just myself but the whole team put in over the summer.
Has your process stayed the same from minicamp in terms of getting here early and the things that you do?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That don't change. That's something that worked for me. Everybody has a different routine. Different things work for different people. Me getting here early works for me.
And your teammates have talked about you not coming in and being like a star quarterback, things like that. What's your mindset or process to be a part of the team in the early going?
I'll just say just going out there and just, you know, it's not just about me or about Terry or about anybody. If we want to be successful as a team, everybody has to be as one. And just showcasing that, you know, you got guys that have been proven in this league that could come out there and essentially say, you know what, I'm better than team, but they're not. So if the veteran leadership that we have isn't doing that, so why do I feel like I have the right to do it? So I mean, but that's just me. I'm never gonna put myself out there in the spotlight to think I'm bigger than anybody, better than anybody. Everybody's equal on the field, and you gotta go out there and compete and show each and every day, and that's what DQ preaches.
To that point, when you're out there working, it seems like there's a lot of coaches kind of there with you between, you know, Tavita and Blau and Cliff, and everybody's right there. How is the coaching coming from a number of different voices, all with experience at the position?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of for the whole room. Everybody's very active, not with just me, but with Marcus and with Jeff and with Sam. So I just how they coach, but it's to the point, it's a lot of different voices, but they're all preaching the same thing. So it's not like, oh, you go to Cliff and he's saying one thing, or you go to Tavita or Blau, they're saying two opposite things. Like, no, it's all one thing. They're all preaching the same message.
And then we heard a lot about the virtual reality stuff at LSU. Have you been able to continue that? Is that something you're hoping to keep going?
No, it's here. So I've been doing that still. It's been a great tool, not just for me, but, you know, the other quarterbacks, the guys that want to use it to get an edge and get the reps without having to go out there and physically do stuff.
When do you do that, in the mornings or?
Whenever I find some time. That's kind of where it is now. Just still trying to figure out. It's only day three to figure out my routine at camp and stuff like that.
Jane, where do you feel you've made some good strides even from the spring?
Yeah, I'll just say just getting more comfortable with the system. Still have to learn, but the work that I put in over the summer, just trying to go out there and really not think too much, know what the read is, know what the plays are, so I could go out there and play faster and not really have to think a lot. That something that I focused on this past summer.
Are there some things that, even in getting here, where, you know, it's jumped out to you that, like, I better get better here before I'm ready to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a learning curve. Obviously, you know, we're reinstalling the base offense, but I know come down the road, you know, we're going to be asked to make a lot more checks. Obviously, Cliff and what he does as an offensive coordinator and how active he is trying to showcase our best talents. Get the guys the ball in space, but that still comes with playing the game of football, man. If we don't like this look against this run, you know, we got to be able to check out of that. So there's different things, and just learning from Marcus, you know, and his experience has been a good thing.
Hey, Jaden, a odd question for you. When's the last time you were not the official starter at this point in whatever camp you've been in?
2 years ago at LSU.
What was that? What do you like about? Do you like having to compete for that role as opposed to saying you know you're going into the year as a starter? Or do you prefer the comfort of like, okay, I kind of know that and I'll work on different things?
No, I mean, I like competing. You know, I'm a competitor, so regardless if I was announced a starter or not, you still got to compete. You know, you still can't be content of your job, you know, comfortable, and think it's just your job and still the deal. You got to go out there and compete. So for me, it's not a problem at all. You know, I like competing. That's up to DQ and AP for the decisions and stuff like that. But for me, I can control how hard I go out there and practice and how I compete.
You've had some time, Jaden. We had Heisman Trophy, draft, then you're here. Was there any moment, you know, as a kid who dreamed of being in this league and in this position, was there a moment that hit you and you went, this is it, we've done it?
I'd probably say when I signed my contract, just like officially being a part of the NFL, you know, that's something that I dreamt about. Signing my name on that line, you know, it meant a lot. You know, it's something that I just realized, you know, I achieved a childhood dream.
And with all the history in this franchise, do you embrace the role? Because you're going to be the face of this franchise. Whether you want to be or not, you're going to be that. Are you ready to embrace that? Do you like that?
Yeah, I'll just say, for me, it's just I'm ready to embrace, you know, the teammates, the fan base, you know, everything that just comes with, you know, playing quarterback, not even here, but anywhere, you know, for any quarterback, rookie, vet, anybody, you know, got to be able to embrace everything that comes with it, the good and the bad. So for me, it's how can I prepare myself mentally, physically, emotionally to go out there and compete every day on the practice field and then help out, you know, when it comes to game times, if my name is called.
Starting off in the NFL can be overwhelming for any rookie, especially at the quarterback position where you just have a ton of information coming your way. Are you feeling comfortable as you're kind of working through this early process of training camp with the amount that you're being asked to learn and know and obviously then put out on the field?
Yeah. I mean, the good thing about it is we all came in. When the rookie class came in, everybody's learning a new system, knew everything. So it wasn't just me that had a learning curve or any other rookie class. It was the vets that still had to learn stuff too. We're all learning. So it's just going there and helping each other out daily. Bro, leave me alone.
Hey, Jaden, can you give me a guess of if you guys would have played Michigan last year, how that game would have turned out?
We are. Oh my gosh, leave me alone. Anyways, to answer your question, where are you going? Oh, no. Put the camera on here, please. Anyways, I think it would have been a great matchup. If you look at facts, were y'all like one or two in the country on defense? I think two. Anyways, LSU was number one on offense, so I like my chance to get y'all. Appreciate you, Mike.
Jaden, in between series, I saw you were talking with Bobby Wagner. What were you guys talking about, and how valuable is it to have that veteran presence giving you the defense's perspective?
It's very valuable. Me and Bobby, we're from the same area, so we have that connection. The Inland Empire in Southern California, we're from there, so be able just to talk to him and get his perspective, and we're kind of talking about a check that I made and how he knew when I made the check he already knew it was going to happen, just based off the defense they were in. So seeing what he's talking about, seeing just hearing his side of the story of like, man, I could tell by this alignment this is what's happening and stuff like that. So it's awesome just to be able to and have that veteran presence in Bobby.
And then on the opposite side, David Blau is a guy who's been in the system. He's 28, he's still that age, like very close to, you know, right in that playing range. What has his perspective provided you with?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around, I think he told me he's been around three number one overall picks, Stafford, Baker, and Goff. Everybody's different, but just obviously, you know, with Stafford done and you got Goff and Baker, you know, people that have been playing this game for a minute now. Just the experience of, man, this is what defense they run. Like, look for stuff like this. You know, Blau is very smart, so be able to pick his brain just on different stuff. Like, oh, this DC might have a tendency to do this on first and 10 once you cross the 50 and stuff like that.
All right, that's Jaden Daniels talking to the media here at training camp in Ashburn. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.